September's hearing was required after a district court judge overturned the county's approval of the henhouse operations in July. The judge identified four areas that were lacking in evidence and thorough review and sent the decision back to the commissioners for a do-over. Delta County's own regulations require that it make a decision on such development applications within 14 days of a hearing. But, more than a month later, the commissioners have still not released a new decision. Earl Rhodes is an attorney representing area residents in a lawsuit against the county over the approval of the henhouses. Since July, he's been insisting that the county issue a cease and desist order to Powell Mesa henhouse owner Edwin Hostetler. On Friday, he filed another such request to the judge.
The county has allowed an illegal use to continue from at least July 5th, 2012 through the present. And the purpose of the order is to confirm my clients, the plaintiffs, have prevailed in the lawsuit and to get the message across to the county that it must do something.
The county has still not issued a cease and desist order to Hostetler. Delta County Attorney Christine Knight says they were not ordered to do so by the court, only to issue a new decision. She agrees the commissioners are delayed in making their decision, but says they needed to extend the time because of the volume of new evidence on record after September's hearing.
The commissioners are certainly taking the concerns of the neighbors very seriously. They did commission, in fact, an air study, and that's one of the reasons it's taking them so long to review all of the evidence in front of them before issuing a new decision.
Knight says the commissioners will make their decision by the end of the month. For KVNF News, I'm Ariana Brocious.